In a time of fierce political attacks, this may be as close to bipartisanship as you're going to get. Two Republicans are joining with congressional Democrats on new legislation. It would force disclosure of corporate money in politics. House and Senate versions of the bill were rolled out yesterday, several months after a Supreme Court decision that gives corporations and unions the First Amendment right to spend unlimited amounts on campaign ads. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Democrats started promising pushback legislation even before the ink was dry on the Supreme Court ruling. They can't legislate against the First Amendment basis for the decision, but they think they can enact disclosure laws that would put any corporate politicking in a spotlight. Standing in front of the Supreme Court, across the street from the Capitol, Senator Chuck Schumer said the bill's disclosure requirements would apply to corporations and unions and to front groups that finance negative ad campaigns.
Everyone, if you're going to run these ads, you should have to disclose no matter who you are.
No Republicans are supporting the Senate bill, but two of them have signed on to the House version. Congressman Walter Jones of North Carolina voted against the big campaign finance overhaul in 2002, but he sees this one differently.
When this gets outside of Washington and people understand what we're trying to do, I believe I'm going to be correct when I make this statement. You're going to see the American people start taking an interest in this legislation and say, return this government back to me.
That may be. But first, there's going to be a fierce debate. On one side, there's President Obama. He said the bill would, quote, control the flood of special interest money into America's elections. And in the Senate, Majority Leader Harry Reid said he would bring the bill to the floor before July 4th. On the other side, Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell said the bill won't bring reform, transparency, or accountability. There was a preview of all this right after Schumer's press conference. Advocates from groups for and against the bill going at it for 10 minutes. At one point, David Bossie, head of the conservative group that brought the corporate money issue to the Supreme Court to begin with, wound up face-to-face with Meredith McGehee, a longtime advocate for tighter campaign finance rules.
Once again, the government has the ability to say who can participate and who can't.
No, it's a bill that says the citizens need to know.
That's a chilling effect on free speech.
No,
that's
sunshine.
Exactly what it
it's
is.
It's not chilling.
No, you can call it whatever you want.
And whatever Congress does, the bill's backers want it on the books for this fall's election, even though nobody knows if corporate decision makers will indeed take that high-profile leap into politics. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.